The studios of Ave Maria Network and WDEO 990 AM in Ann Arbor, Michigan. This is Veterans Radio 10th Anniversary Program. And now, your host for today's historic program, Dale Thronberry, 195th Assault Helicopter Company, and Bob Gould, 101st Airborne Division. Welcome to Veterans Radio.
Good morning, America. How are you? And welcome to Veterans Radio. Today's program is dedicated to the memory of our partner, Gary Lilly, and, of course, is dedicated to all of you out there, our listeners. We couldn't have done this without you. Joining me in the studio right now is Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, Dale.
Woo! This is exciting stuff.
Yeah, 10 years. They call that a decade.
Oh, is that what they
yes,
call it now?
A decade.
Well, also joining me in the studio right now is one of our partners from the very beginning, is Ken Rogge, the voice of the Medal of Honor. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Bob. Dale and Bob.
And Bob, yeah. He does all those Medal of Honors, folks. That's right. They're so professionally done. What I always wondered, Ken, how did you get it all to come right at that spot?
The music. He does a great job of back timing.
Bam.
Audio editing. I got a program that I can use that can blend it all and mix it and match it.
Oh, man, that's always been so cool, and it's so well done. Yeah.
So would you have believed 10 years ago that you'd still be on the air?
And alive.
No. Well, both of those are questionable.
Especially when you listen to the first show.
Well, we're going to do that. Actually, we're going to do that right now, and we're going to... I just want to warn our audience that this is the original opening from the very first program, the 15th November 2003 from WSDS. And Bob, you want to say something?
Yes, I do. You have the first script. Is that on our website?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you said you loaded it up today. All right. Forget it, folks. I thought you'd follow along, but that's all right. Take it away.
Anyway, Nina, let's listen to this.
Live from WSDS 1480 AM Studio B, serving southeastern Michigan, it's Veterans Radio.
Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
Good morning, America, how are you? Welcome to Veterans Radio. My name is Dale Thronberry, former Army aviator with the 195th Assault Helicopter Company in Vietnam in 1969. My wingmen today are Bob Gould, an airborne medic with the 101st Airborne Division at Fort Campbell, Kentucky in 1962. And trying to keep us on time is Ken Rogge, former Air Force Senior Master Sergeant with the Armed Forces Radio for over 20 years in Thailand and Germany, just to name a few places. And we're back. That was very humorous, I thought. It was an amazing experience for all of us to start Veterans Radio 10 years ago, and I know that the passion that we all felt at that time is still here, and it's going to continue on as long as people are listening and as long as we've got the support of our local stations, especially WDEO and Ave Maria Radio. We're going to be talking with Al Cresta in just a minute, but first, Bob, actually we've got our very first guest from our very first program, only this time he's live. So, Bob?
Yes, we do. Well, live with me, and we all hooked up, Nina? Yes, we're all hooked up, ready to go, is Congressman John Dingledale, and he was our first guest. It was so appropriate to have Congressman Dingle. He's always been a great champion for the veterans of America, not just around here. Congressman Dingle was just awarded yesterday the Commander's Cross of the Order of Merit of the Republic of Poland. Very, very, very high, distinguished honor. And it's our privilege to welcome to Veterans Radio, once again, Congressman Dingle. Congressman Dingle, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Well, good morning, my friends, and congratulations to you for 10 years of great service. Thank you. We're proud of you.
Well, congratulations to you, too. And we're so happy. I think that's a scoop. I did not see that in the paper. So I think we're scooping everybody with your award from Poland. And tell our audience how that all fits in.
Well, it's a wonderful thing. I'm a Polish-American. I'm very proud of it. My dad was a member of Congress who visited Poland on a number of occasions before the war. I have been there since the Poles kicked the communists out. I wouldn't go back there during the time that the communists ran the place. But it is, they're a very proud race. They're doing well. They're proud of what they have accomplished. They're active allies, friends, and associates of ours in foreign policy and economic policy. They've worked very hard on things like assisting us on Afghanistan and Iraq, and they are reliable allies who say that they want to be in NATO because they want not to be simple consumers of security, but they want to be full partners.
Oh, and that they also were our allies in World War II. Let's not forget about that. Right to our listeners. Congressman Dingell, you were our first guest, absolutely our first guest, and now you're anchoring our 10th anniversary. How do you feel about reaching out to the veterans through radio and Veterans Radio?
Well, I feel great. That's why I said congratulations on a great decade that you fellows have given the veterans in the way of service, the communications and the information that you've given us, and the leadership that you've provided for veterans, not just in Southeast Michigan, but all across the state. So first of all, I feel good about that. I'm proud of you, and I'm looking forward to the next 10 years.
Well, we're looking forward to having you back in 10 more years.
Absolutely.
That'll be great. We'll all be 112, but that's okay.
Well, most of us vets are of the age where we're a little more careful about buying green bananas than we used to be, but but we're still going strong. And, of course, I'm a World War II vet. We've gone from 17 million to now something on the order of a little below 3 million. And the talk is that by next year we will be down to a million, and somewhere by the year 2030 or something like that, the last of us will be gone.
Well, we're not going to hold our breath because we know that men like you and the women and men and women that served during World War II are the role models for many of us living today. And we want to thank you and your generation for preserving our country and letting us continue on with your story. So thank you very much, Congressman.
Well, don't take anything away from the current crop.
Oh, no, we're not doing that.
They're a great bunch. They're fighting the battle of this nation for freedom. It's a nastier, more complex, difficult thing than our war back in the 40s was. It's a different war. It's a nastier war. You have the very devil's own time telling who is your enemy and who is your friend. And you'll remember that was one of the curses of Vietnam. Our guys were over there in a strange country, not knowing who were the enemies and who were the friends. At least when my generation was in, we could see the color of the uniforms. We wore OD or a green, and the Germans wore gray. And we didn't have too much trouble identifying the enemies in the Pacific.
Well, that's very true. And Congressman Dingell, I want to thank you very much for being on Veterans Radio on our 10th anniversary. And as I said, we'll get back to you again pretty soon because there's a lot of important information that is going through Congress regarding veterans, and we're going to talk to you about that. Thank you very much, sir.
Well, we should be worried. I know you've got a lot of other things to go, but this budget is going to continue to be a threat to our veterans. We've got it up to the point where our veterans' benefits are pretty generous, and where hospitalization and the services of the VA are available. But we have no assurances that given the budget situation the way it is, that we're going to be able to continue that. So there's lots of watching and lots of worrying to be done to see to us that the nation does carry forward its debts and its responsibilities to our great veterans who've done so much to see to us that this is the greatest, freest, and most wonderful nation in the world.
Absolutely. We can't agree with you more. Absolutely. Thank you very much, sir. And we're going to take a really quick break, and we'll be right back with the president and CEO of Ave Maria Radio and talking to them about our home here for Veterans Radio. We're just going to play a quick little PSA.
Honey, I was so worried.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. The boat's a little beat up, but we're okay. Oh. Thanks to the Coast Guard.
I am the port in the storm.
The slick is contained.
Roger that.
I am the line in the sand.
Oh. I got you. Hang on. Okay, take us up.
I am the rescuer in the dark.
Looks like we've got about 80 kilos here, Captain.
That's 80 kilos off the streets.
I am the enforcer of the sea.
I'm in container 38. Everything is secure.
Good work, Garcia.
I'm the defender of the homeland.
In the United States Coast Guard, you are the first line of defense against threats to our American way of life. To become one of us, call toll-free 1-877-NOW-USCG or visit GoCoastGuard.com.
We are the shield of freedom. We are the United States Coast Guard.
The United States Coast Guard and Coast Guard Reserve, the shield of freedom.
Sponsored by the U.S. Coast Guard in cooperation with the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
And we're back on Veterans Radio, and right now we're going to be talking to the president and CEO of the Ave Maria Radio Network, Al Cresta. And Al, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Hey, Dale, it's great to be with you and Bob and Ken. Good to have you here. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And we want to just, as we've been mentioning earlier on, we want to thank you for allowing us to be on your station. And we've been on the WDEO now, I think, for about almost 7 years. And our audiences just keep growing, and it's been a wonderful partnership.
Well, we think so, too. And we were so happy to meet you 7 years ago. And it wasn't clear. It wasn't at first clear if we would be able to see our way to partnering together. We loved what you were doing, but we didn't know if we had the time. We didn't know how it would work out. It's a little different than a lot of our programming. But it has turned out to be one of those providential surprises. And we have just been delighted to have you with us Saturday mornings like this. And I think it's done something that we had wanted to do but hadn't really figured out a way to do, and that is to help to tie WDEO more closely to the veterans community. And, you know, it's not always clear how you can show appreciation for the work of veterans, and I think that Christians and Catholics in particular are especially sensitive to those who are willing to sacrifice as veterans, those in combat and those not in combat, often mm-hmm. do. So we're proud to have you with us, and we think that you make up of just a wonderful part of our mix, our whole, what we call our clock. So
Right. Yeah, well we appreciate all that you've done to help us, and we feel that, well, we're learning a lot. We've got a lot of civilian listeners now out there through the auspices of WDEO. And, in fact, we always get a lot of great emails from our non-veteran listeners, you know, because the idea of getting these stories out is what's so important.
It is.
As Congressman Dingell mentioned also.
And it makes us comfortable. Those of us who have not served in the military but who are interested and respectful and understand what we owe the veterans community, it's good for us to be able to hear the stories. It's good for us to be able to understand the humanity of it, because in all honesty, many of us who have not served in the military only know about it through headlines, through news stories, mm-hmm. or through maybe a friend or two. So, but to have a steady diet every Saturday of conversation that's going on, you lift the curtain for us and create a stronger sense of unity between civilian and veterans. So we feel that work of reconciliation, that work of unifying, is really, that is one of the reasons we exist as WDEO and Ave Maria Radio. So you play an essential role in helping us carry out our mission.
Thank you. And we love it when we get to do our stories that talk about the chaplains in the military, and especially Father Capon, who has been put up for sainthood. I don't know the exact terminology, but he's also just received the Medal of Honor posthumously. And there are so many more of these powers, these stories of the human spirit that we talk about, and we find out that, you know, that whether you're religious or not, when you're in a combat situation, suddenly many people do become religious.
Yeah.
And it's I just think they're great stories. And again, I think we fit together so well. And I want to thank you again on behalf of all of us at Veterans Radio for providing us with a home that is wonderful and comfortable and mutually agreeable. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Dale. And I do want to mention that our Vice President and General Manager, Mike Jones, was the one who first brought the idea to me. And he and I talked about it, and he was essential in helping to grease the skid, so to speak.
Absolutely. So, and we want to thank Mike also for doing that, and also congratulate Mike on his son, Mike.
Yep.
The recent not captain yet. He's only a lieutenant.
Patrick,
I'm sorry. I don't have my hearing aids on. I only have a headset on. We got to do an interview with Patrick, and Patrick graduated from the Air Force Academy, and now he's off to MIT to become a brilliant whatever he's going to be. And we want to thank Mike for that. And again, thank you very much, Al. It's such a pleasure to talk with you and to be affiliated with your station.
It's the honor is ours. Thank you, Dale. And Bob, thank you. Ken, good seeing you again.
Yeah. All right. Well, you guys, I want to chat with you for just a little bit. I've got Ken right here over on my left, and I've got Bob directly across from me. And we were talking earlier about our very first program, which was an adventure to begin with. And for those of you that could find us on, I know you can find us, but go to our website, veteransradio.net. Just click on the first page, and you'll see a picture of what the original studio looked like.
With the cats and everything?
Well, I don't have the cats, but I do have all of the shag carpeting on everything. And so it's kind of fascinating. When we put that first program together, it was so emotional. I didn't even realize how emotional it was going to be on that day.
It was.
And to have all the people that were there that are, obviously, Gary around and many of the veterans groups in the local area. And, I'm I can feel it coming up already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I want to thank everybody. I want to thank you guys especially for being there and Bob and for our putting together this idea, and Ken for you helping us get the whole thing on the air. Obviously we couldn't have done it without all three of us.
Yeah.
And
one more time, let's go over how this all came about. Folks, Dale and I were insurance agents. We weren't salesmen. Okay? There's a difference. No. Yeah. You want to buy a treasure map, whatever, you can come to Dale and Bob. No. We were insurance agents, and we won't mention a company, but we went to a meeting. A big, big meeting. There must have been
a lot of blue people there.
Oh, there were. Blue. There you go. And there was about 500. They just told us they cut our commission by 33%. This is 10 o'clock in the morning, right? Right. So Dale and I, first break, we split. The heck with this. We split. And the only thing that was open was the bar. Did you have a beer? I had a beer. Yeah, there. So, yeah, okay. Dale and I both had a beer. And Dale said, maybe it's time that I start a radio program for veterans. And I looked across from him, and I tucked my hand out, and I said, you got a partner, and that's it.
And that's where it began.
That's right. That's a true story.
Kind of scary when you think about it. Listen, if you'd like to get in on a conversation, we really appreciate your call. Give us a call here on Veterans Radio today at 877-573-7825. 877-573-7825. What are you going to read now?
Well, I do have. Well, we've already had a response from
there you go.
Spiros Polopoulos. He says, mm-hmm. Your station has been informative and always bring new viewpoints to the public as well as a wealth of information about veterans' issues. Wish you the best for another 10 years. We as the veterans and public need to keep our politicians in check. And this, again, is from Spiros Polopoulos.
That's easy for you to say.
Not easy for any of us to say. I got another email here from a friend of mine. It says, by the way, this Veterans Radio show is fascinating. You have to get through all the announcements and all, but the one I listened to this morning was just riveting. What could be more interesting than recollections of men at war? What men? Congratulations on your 10th anniversary. Wow, I think that's kind of cool. I'm going to take a break.
That sounds like a plan.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the head of the Ann Arbor VA on Veterans Radio, and Bob will be switching around with seats with me for a minute. And until then, you are listening to Veterans Radio.
You're listening to the 10th anniversary program of Veterans Radio, live from our flagship station, WDEO 990 AM in Ann Arbor, WMAX 1440 AM in Saginaw, WDEO 98.5 FM in Naples, and online at AveMariaRadio.net.
You have honorably served the United States and the Marine Corps in times of peace and war. Now we would like to serve you. The Marine Scholars Program covers the total cost of attending Ave Maria University. By combining resources from the Ave Maria University Marine Scholars Funding, federal financial aid entitlements, and the GI Bill, the benefits are granted for the duration of the recipient's study at Ave Maria University, contingent upon good conduct and good academic standing. The Marine Scholars Program is open to all reserve and active component Marines and other combat veterans of Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Iraqi Freedom who have honorably served our country. Please visit us online at www.avemaria.edu or call the Assistant Director of Admissions at 239-280-2552. You helped us. Now let us help you. Semper Fi.
We're jumping around here, folks. I wish we had a camera right. Well, we can't say no.
Well, actually, on the first program, we played that song all the way through. So
yes.
We've actually filled up the first program with a lot of music
lot
all
of
the
music.
Way through.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
Yes.
A lot of music. And that was, of course, the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy from Company C, the Andrews Sisters.
That's right.
Boy, they sure played that a lot. I got something to read here very quickly. These are... Oh, little things that we've had over the past 10 years that get sent our way. Here's one from Jim, 1st Brigade Separate, 1st Brigade Separate, 101st Airborne. Hey, guys, great show. His story about Vietnam is exactly like mine. I listen every week, and I really look forward to Saturday mornings. Keep up the great work. Yeah. Boy, it's nice to get that. And... right now, as our guest who helps us keep up the good work, because we have a great relationship with the veterans here in the community, as well as the Ann Arbor Veterans Hospital and VA Center. And on the line right now with me is the director of the Ann Arbor VA, Mr. Robert McDivitt. Rob, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Thanks, Bob, and happy anniversary to Veterans Radio. To you, Dale, and Ken, and thank you for 10 years of advocacy for veterans and for our military.
Well, having that relationship with you folks over there at the VA as well as the Detroit VA is very important to us and all the veterans that are our listeners. Do you have something else in store for us in the future?
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on in VA. I think, you know, our mission statement starts with the three powerful words, Honor America's Veterans. This was Veterans Day week for us. We had a chance to participate in the Army-Navy wheelchair basketball game at the University of Michigan at Chrysler Arena, which I'm an Army veteran, as you know, was unfortunately won by the Navy 28-24 for the third year in a row, but congratulations to the Navy.
We'll work on that.
We had our Veterans Day ceremony on Monday, and we had Congressman Wahlberg. Mrs. Dingell joined us. I heard the congressman earlier in the program because Congressman Dingell was being recognized as a World War II veteran in a breakfast with the president at the time. State senators, a regent from university, and most importantly, our keynote speaker was Major Alex Garn, who is now with the ROTC at the University of Michigan. He's an Army Ranger who served 9 combat tours in Iraq, Afghanistan, and around the world in the last decade, West Point class of 2001, and provided a very inspirational speech for all of us. So it's been a very exciting week for us at the VA.
Well, we'd like to, of course, extend our accessibility to the Veterans Network and working with you folks over at the Ann Arbor VA. You've always had an open-door policy for not only Veterans Radio, but other media outlets as well as the veterans themselves. I hear nothing but fine compliments on the service that they receive at the Ann Arbor VA. And you know what, Rob? That starts all the way from the top.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We love the access. We love the information that we get from you. It's always like we have this breaking story because, unfortunately, it seems like mainstream media sometimes doesn't get the news out as quickly as it should. In fact, I got an email from you folks yesterday about a new dental program being offered to through people through the VA. That's pretty cool, I thought.
Right, there's some legislation proposed to add a dental benefit for many veterans. The details of it are coming out, so I'm not probably fully up to speed on that, but we are excited, as always, to continue to expand our services for veterans in Ann Arbor and around the country. I just want to remind your listeners, if they want to get in touch with us, if they've not enrolled in VA Care, give us a call, 800-361-8387. Or go online to www.annarbor.va.gov, and lots of information on the healthcare system, and we are here to serve our fellow veterans.
You know, and that is what's so cool, Rob, that you folks have put all that together, make it all happen. I know we're trying to work on a national health care and are having issues, and you don't seem to have that. Everything comes nice and smooth. Hey, folks, if you know, and I hear often, oh, geez, I don't know who to call. Well, I'll tell you who to call. You call your local VA, Veterans Affairs, Veterans Hospital. You can call them, and they will give you a hand. Isn't that right, Rob?
Absolutely.
They have definitely an open-door policy. It's wonderful. I love going there. Dale?
I was going to say, we're very fortunate to have an excellent VA here in the Ann Arbor area. And, Rob, if you could repeat that number for our listeners out there, I think it would be greatly appreciated. 800?
1-800-361-8387. Or our website is www.annarbor.va.gov. And lots of information on enrollment. I would like to put in a pitch again for the Affordable Care Act. Veterans who are enrolled in VA care are covered under the Act. They meet the minimum essential benefit requirement under the law. Do not have to worry about paying monthly premiums. Do not have to worry about a tax penalty and so on. So if veterans are not currently using the VA system, please give us a call or check the website. We'll do our best to get you enrolled for VA health care and help you to manage your health and wellness for the rest of your life.
Folks, it doesn't get any better than that when you have the director himself welcoming you and encouraging you to use the VA system. Dale, do you have any final comments here?
Only I was just notified by our social media expert that all of this information is up on our Twitter account. That's veteransradio@twitter.com. Right, Maria?
No.
No, okay. Write it down so I can give it to
you. Okay, we'll get that. Rob, thank you very much.
On our Twitter account.
Thank you very much for, on a Saturday morning, taking your time away from your family to be on the program. We look forward to you being on the program in the future.
Well, thank you for the great work you do for veterans, and keep it up for another 10 years.
We will do that.
We'll do that.
Based on our good health care that we get at the local VA.
Absolutely. Yeah. God bless, Rob. Take care.
Bye.
Okay, I've just got an update here through our miracle of computers. It's twitter.com/veteransradio, or you can go to facebook.com/veteransradio and get that information that Rob just gave us about the Ann Arbor VA. But we always encourage our listeners to go to their local VA. And if you have a problem with the VA, wherever you are, let us know, because we'll get that information out, and I'll bet you that Rob and some of the other people that we know that are administrators of VA hospitals around the country, they want to make sure that the VA healthcare service that you are provided is the finest in the country, and we're going to make sure that that happens. There used to be 25 million of us. Now there's about 23 million of us, but there's a huge number of veterans out there, and I think it's time. I'm going to say this later on, but it's time. You know, we really got to exercise our political strength and make sure that these people pay attention to us.
You know, and even if you have traditional insurance, you can still use it at the VA.
Oh,
why
absolutely
not?
Right.
And
yes.
You know, one of the cool things, folks, that Dale and I and Ken, that we've always experienced there, you're talking with veterans. When you're sitting in the waiting room, there are veterans. And it's so infectious. All the times that I've been, and I'm going to say this, all the time, I've never heard anybody complain in line. You know, they just stand in line, and you do your thing, and you get your service.
That comes from being in the military.
You've got it, Kenny.
It's part of our DNA.
You just stand there. And
oh, man, I mean, how many lines? A few, right? One or two that...
Well, yeah, I love many, many lines. My favorite line was always get the shots. That was always my favorite line.
My favorite line was the chow hall.
Oh, yeah. Did you have to do chin-ups?
Oh, yeah.
Before you went in the hall? Before you went in?
We had to do all kinds of stuff first.
Oh. Yeah. Where did you go? Where did you have basic, Ken?
I had a Groziel.
This is how old Ken is.
Yeah. They had a Naval Air Station there.
Yeah, you were Air Force, right?
But I was in the Navy originally. For 2 years.
Okay.
I was in the Naval Reserve.
Okay. And when you were in Vietnam...
I was in the Air Force.
You were in the Air Force.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right.
And where did you have basic training?
Fort Polk, Louisiana.
And
Tigerland.
And there I was at Fort Knox, Kentucky, folks. We covered... By the way, 877-573-7825. 877-573-7825. Hey, if you got a comment, please let us know. Something came in. Kenny, you got something?
Yeah, I got an email here from Megan Buckler, the History Department at Fort Gabriel Richard High School. She said, the students really enjoyed the program from the comments that I've received. They enjoyed the topic. I found that World War II always excites them. Many of them listened to it from the archives. I think 9 a.m. on a Saturday is a little early for teenagers. I understand that one. I offered them offered times for them to come into school to listen. That was fun because I got to see their faces as they listened. They were amazed by the tactics of the Americans and the Japanese during the war and how quickly they were able to change what they were doing to succeed. Thanks again for contacting me about this experience, and I know that I'll be using it more in the future. I teach modern history twice a year as it is a semester course and get to the 1900s in December and in May. So I will be using it again then. Thank you again so much.
That's wonderful. We love to hear from people when they are talking to us about what they've heard on the program. I got an email this week from a gentleman from Ecuador who was listening to our archives. A reminder to everybody that we've got about 300 programs on our archives, and he had listened to a program from 2007 about PTSD. And we're going to, anyway, he said we listened to this program about PTSD, and he said it was so helpful for him. And that's what we're trying to do, folks. We're trying to get you the proper information and let you know what is going on in the veterans world and in the civilian world and how we can keep these people going together. I see we have a call on the line, Bob.
Yes, we do. And I hit the magic button, and on the line with me is Gary Lilly's brother, Ben Lilly, who was the person that broke the news to us. I happened to get the call on that morning about, I think it was about 5:30 in the morning, and I was totally in disbelief, but we'll let Gary's brother, Ben. Ben, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Yes, good morning. Thank you.
And thank you very much for calling in. I know that you're a regular listener. How much does that mean to you to hear from your fellow vets?
Well, it means, you know, just more than I can really put in words. I wasn't a vet myself. I couldn't get in the Navy because of a heart murmur way back in 55. But I've always had the utmost respect for veterans. And right now I'm having problems getting on to your show, but I thought I would give a call anyway and just thank you guys for carrying on the tradition of the radio with that Gary helped get started.
Boy, he sure did. He was really our, the three of us, the four of us, our go-to guy. There'd be a time or two on Friday afternoon about 4 o'clock. My guest would bail out, and I'd call Gary. We got to do something, and he'd think for about 15 seconds. Yeah, okay, I'll take care of it. And sure enough, he would have somebody.
He was that kind of a guy, I guess.
He was, and it was always
pick up and take off with something and make it happen.
Make it happen. He was what was it that Gary always said?
What have you done for a veteran today?
Amen.
That's
our mantra. I know that recently, Ben, last week, you received an award for Gary. You want to really quickly tell us about that?
Yeah, that was at the Yankee Air Museum gala, yearly gala fund fundraiser. And Gene, my brother Gene, and I were guests, honorary guests, and it was a wonderful event. We were lucky enough to sit at our table sat a Second World War B-17 pilot and a B-24 pilot and one of the original Rosie the Riveters at the table. So, you know, we couldn't have had more wonderful company. But just to see all the military in their dress and to listen to the speakers, and Digger O'Dell, oh my gosh, 5.5 years in prison. It was just a wonderful event, and we were very honored to receive that award in Gary's name.
Well, Ben, this is Dale. I just want to thank you for accepting that award. I was wishing that I could get up there and tell a couple of stories about Gary, because he is a veteran's veteran. He was the one who you could always depend on for help. No matter what his situation was, he would help out. And many of the stories that he told me of helping veterans that were down and out for whatever reason or suicidal, and he would be there and talk them down and just... the most amazing man I've known.
I know.
Yeah, we've heard a number of those stories, and I think, like I related to you and Bob and John Kinzinger at different times, Gary lived a life of doing things for other people that we, his brothers, really didn't know a lot about. And it was, you know, a heck of a way to learn what Gary had done for so many veterans after his demise, but still in all, it was great to know that Gary was such a contributor to two veterans, and it was an honor to have him as a brother, knowing he did all those things.
Ben, this is Ken Rogge. I one thing I want to say about Gary is he did so much for the veterans community that nobody ever knew, and he never did it to get recognition, to get publicity. And he just did it. He was just an amazing guy.
I think this is Dale again. I think what was so interesting is when Ken had talked to you, and then he approached us, and he says, "Hey, would you guys be willing to have somebody else on the radio with you?" And we said, "Oh, possibly." He loved it, and it seemed like he had a rebirth of like a second life. Came about when he started doing Veterans Radio, and from my standpoint, I want to thank you and your family for sharing Gary with us.
Well, thank you very much for that comment, and I appreciate again what you did not only in your wartime services, but your continued services for veterans. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much, Ben, for being on the program, and of course, keep listening. And we'll look forward to talking with you again. You have a great day.
Thank you, guys. Mm-hmm.
Thanks. That's Ben Lilly, Gary Lilly's brother. Gary Lilly
yes.
is one of our partners
yes,
from
yes.
the get-go,
and,
pretty much from the get-go.
And I remember when you told me about Gary, that this real estate guy was going to come on and going to be part of us. And it was a match that fit in with Ken, Dale, and myself right away. And we've interviewed a few other folks to be part of, and it didn't fit in the way Gary did. Gary was it. I remember on a stand-down that we had out at the one in Pittsfield Township, where they had the flags, and man, Gary was just there. He always was there.
And I encourage our listeners, if you want to find out about the man that we're talking about, go back through our archives, and you're going to find a lot of programs that Gary did, from Revolutionary War heroes all the way up to talking to Iraq, Afghanistan veterans, and Just somebody that we missed dearly, and it has been very hard to replace him. In fact, we haven't yet. And so we're always looking for contributors out there. We've got Ken coming around. We've got Colonel Cook will be on later on that is helping us out with stories, and many of you out there are more than welcome. Give us a call.
Okay, give us a call at 877-573-7825, 877-573-7825. That's right. Our operators are standing on duty. That's wonderful, Nina. I'm looking at Nina right now. And we're going to a break, and we'll be right back right after this very important message. You're listening to Veterans Radio right here on WDEO.
You're listening to the 10th anniversary program of Veterans Radio, live from our flagship station, WDEO 990 AM in Ann Arbor, WMAX 1440 AM in Saginaw, WDEO 98.5 FM in Naples, and you can find us online at AveMariaRadio.net.
The Medal of Honor is the highest award for valor in combat given a member of the Armed Forces of the United States. There have been over 3,400 recipients of the nation's highest award. This is one of them.
First Lieutenant Jack Jacobs, although seriously wounded, made repeated trips across an open rice paddy, evacuating wounded and their weapons. Details after this.
As a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, joining IAVA.org really helps in the transition home. It's a network of OIF and OEF vets like me who've got your back here, just like we did over there. That means when you need help navigating the GI Bill, we've got your back. And when you're dealing with the transition home, we've got your back. Or when you just want someone to share stories with, we've got your back. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org. We've got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
Jacob served as an assistant battalion advisor in Kien Phong Province, Republic of Vietnam. The battalion was advancing when it came under intense heavy machine gun and mortar fire. Jacobs called for and directed airstrikes on the enemy positions. Due to the intensity of the enemy fire and heavy casualties to the command group, including the company commander, the attack stopped and the friendly troops became disorganized. Wounded by mortar fragments, Jacobs assumed command of the company, ordered a withdrawal from the exposed position, and established a defensive perimeter. Despite heavy bleeding from head wounds that impaired his vision, Jacobs returned under intense fire to evacuate a seriously wounded advisor to safety, where he administered life-saving first aid. He then returned through heavy automatic weapons fire to evacuate the wounded company commander. Jacobs made repeated trips across the fire-swept open rice paddies, evacuating wounded and their weapons. On three separate occasions, Jacobs drove off Viet Cong squads who were searching for Allied wounded and weapons, single-handedly killing three and wounding several others. His actions saved the lives of a U.S. advisor and 13 Allied soldiers.
The Medal of Honor series is a production of Veterans Radio.
Sometimes it's unfortunate or very fortunate that we're not on live television.
But we have Nina so well. We were all singing here, folks. We were all singing. And Nina, she really runs the board. But you watch these.
And she deliberately waited until we stopped singing.
I was hoping that they would do that. Whoa, that was bad. That just reminded me of being in the O Club at one point or another. Okay. We got a couple of more comments. We want to thank our listeners for sending in these emails. And, Bob, I know you had one, and Ken, we wanted to have one. Then we're going to come back with some people on the phone.
Well, I've got one here that I really appreciate it. This is from Robert Murray, Vice Commander of the American Legion, 2nd District Department of Connecticut. He says, I'm a frequent listener to your radio broadcast, and I want to express my admiration and appreciation for your effort. I find your program to be a wealth of information presented in an entertaining, educational format. I congratulate you all for the job you're doing and look forward to hearing the upcoming programs. That's very nice.
That was very nice. And that connection came through These Scars Are Sacred by a Trump. I can't remember his first name off the top of my head right now. But anyway, he wrote the book. And then we got introduced to Christine Haywood, who is the head PR person, I guess you could say, for the American Legion out there in Connecticut. So we have a lot of great listeners out in Connecticut now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's expanding. It's expanding. And if you want to listen to Veterans Radio, of course, you can do it on the Internet. We understand that there might have been some difficulties, but it seems to be working clearly now. And if you'd like us on a station where you live, let us know, and we'll get in touch with them and see if they can carry Veterans Radio. Bob, you had one you wanted to mention.
This was one that I have. In fact, we put this on the brochure. I read this at a UA United Auto Workers Veterans Conference last year. It's very emotional to me, and it was very emotional to our audience. They stood and cheered. I'm going to read it right now. It's from Ray Essenmacher, a Vietnam combat medic. The show no sooner ended when my son phoned me and said, "Dad, I learned a lot about you today during your Veterans Radio interview. I just want to say thank you for what you did over there, and thank you for being my father."
Pretty powerful stuff. And this is not the first one that we've gotten like that. And in fact, this program has been so...
Thank you for being my father.
This program has been so helpful to all of us. I think I was talking to someone a couple of weeks ago, and this ended up being my therapy, because we got to find out that, you know, you're not the only one going through this. You're not the only one that needs help. And I'm encouraging all of our veterans out there that if you need some assistance, go and get it. It's not a stigma to ask for help. And if you can do that, maybe we can help you out a little bit, too. But make sure you listen. Tell us your stories. It's very exciting. I got a call on the line right now from one of our contributors, and that's Dwight Zimmerman. And I'm going to ask Nina to punch him up.
Don't punch him.
Not really. But it's going to be a long-distance punch if he does this. Dwight Zimmerman is calling in from Firebase Brooklyn. Dwight, good morning, and welcome to Veterans Radio, of course.
Hi there, Dale. Hi there, Bob. And I'm happy to be here.
Well, listen, let me. I want you to just give a brief background. Dwight does a monthly program for us called At Ease, where he brings in the most amazing military authors that I don't think you... I mean, you hear about them one at a time on some of these other programs, but never in one place. Dwight, could you go back and kind of recall how you got involved with us?
I'll be happy to. And first off, I want to say you guys are doing a great job, and I'm just so thrilled to be a part of Veterans Radio. At Ease next March is going to celebrate its second anniversary. I mean, it's amazing that the time is, you know, flying by. Well, I got involved with Veterans Radio as a result of the Military Writers Society of America. I met Dale there at our Orlando conference, which I guess is now 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, at least. I think that was the first one I went to.
Uh-huh. And, you know, you interviewed me, Dale, and we hit it off, and obviously we saw each other at the subsequent MWSA conferences. And then at one point, you know, talking with you and Bob, discussing things, and I think I just made a little aside saying, hey, if you want someone to do a radio show about books, I have a long background in the publishing industry. Right now it's more than 30 years, and I know a wide variety of people, and I say I'd be happy to do a show talking about military books and get authors here. And one thing led to another, and I got a call from Bob, and
you're on
there
the
I
air.
Am.
You're on the air.
Yeah,
well,
it's
great to have you on the program. And as again, we get to listen to and meet all of these amazing writers that you know, that tell the story of veterans and the military for, you know, not only our veteran audience but for our civilian audience. And I think it's just really cool. And you know, We need to raise some money, so we're going to talk to we're going to be talking to Dwight about helping us set up a bookstore on the Veterans Radio website where you can go in and click on the book for that week, whatever it is, and it'll take you where you can purchase it or give you some more information about that. So we're going to be talking with Dwight more about that as we go along.
Yes, I'm excited about that idea because we have had some great authors. Obviously, we've had famous authors, and that's always nice. But really, through MWSA, the Military Writers Society of America, we've had veterans themselves, and through their memoirs and other stories that they've written, very powerful accounts, very moving stories. And it's those people who are not famous, but their stories are still very strong, very valid, that I'm just so happy that our organization, of which I'm the president now, that we provide them the means and assistance to try and get their stories out, written and in print.
Well, that's what we try to do. And Dwight, I've got to wrap this up because I'm moving right along. We're coming up against the end of our hour today. But thank you very much to you and to the Military Writers Society of America, the Joyce Faulkner, Mike Mullins, and the rest of the crew. Thank you very much, and we'll be talking to you in a couple of weeks with your At Ease program at the end of the month.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Joining me in the studio right now is another contributor, and this is where we're trying to get the female view of military and what's going on out there, and that's Colonel Christine Cook. And Colonel, welcome back to Veterans Radio.
Thank you very much.
How did I get you involved in this?
Well, actually, it was a Mother's Day program. I think I was interviewed by the two of you, mm-hmm. Ken and Dale, and basically I was just a mother who had recently come back from Operation Iraqi Freedom 2, and so you interviewed me for that, and then when I came out with a book for Living on Tatooine, a.k.a. Kuwait, which was a memoir of my experiences, I sent it to you, and you interviewed me.
That's right, and we also interviewed you and your husband about being separated for that year.
That's right. You did that for another Mother's Day program.
Whew.
Yep.
And we did a program last week on the children of the military, because you are a military brat.
I am.
Third or 12th generation or something.
That's right. That's
something
right.
Along those lines.
Where we found out that military brats have a specific accent, which we have decided to call Bratslandic.
Bratslandic.
Yeah.
I've got to tell my daughter.
Bratslandic. Because we had one of the young ladies on last week, Manette, who is the youngest of the military brats. She approached me this week about doing a program on military wives.
Excellent.
And how they manage the deployments. And we did it, you know, with your husband, mm-hmm. but she wanted to do a program on military wives. So
I have someone you could talk to.
This is the way it goes, folks, and it's very exciting here at Veterans Radio to talk to all of these people. And Christine, you have helped us with programs in the past, and I know that you've got some military law questions that we've been researching.
Right, right. And we've also done stuff with the Army War College since I work there still.
Right. And you are a full bird, Colonel.
I am.
Are you on the list yet?
I don't know if that'll ever happen. I'm very happy where I am. It's a great rank.
It has
some hidden power that no one knows.
I know. Well, we want to thank you for stopping by today.
You're welcome.
And Christine and everybody for stopping by. We got another segment from our original program that we're going to play in just a minute. We're going to come back for 1 minute. That's all we're going to have, and then we'll go out on our favorite singer, who is Kate Smith. And for all of you that really like to get the emotions going, not yet. We changed the time a little bit here.
Dale, I'm afraid we really have come up to the end of the hour, and we're going to have to go ahead and celebrate with some Kate Smith pretty soon here.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow, my goodness. I thought that the clock was 9:53. Okay. Well, do we have time to play that commentary?
We sure do. I'll go ahead and play it right now. The mother's messages, correct?
Yeah, play those.
Maybe just 1 second there.
All right, that's okay. We'll enter it. We talked with the Michigan moms in 2003, and they came on to talk to their kids on the air. So, Nina, you're on.
Hi, this is Sandy Tarkowski, proud Michigan military mom. Hi, Corporal Kevin, soon to be sergeant. Can't wait for you to get that promotion. Hope you had a great time at the ball the other night, and I'm very proud of you and what you're doing. and I miss you a lot, and I can't wait for you to come home for Christmas. And I want to thank the Veterans Radio for allowing me to send this message to you. See you soon.
Hi, my name is Nancy Persling. My son is Tech Sergeant Roger Persling. I just want to say to him how proud his whole family is of him and his accomplishment. I love you very much, Roger, and sure do hope that you're able to come home before you deploy. And I certainly want to thank the Veterans Radio Network for this opportunity to allow us mothers to be able to talk to our children. Thanks a lot.
Hi, this is Regina Adams, and I'm a proud Michigan military mom. I just want to say hi to my son, Specialist Len Adams, in the Middle East. Hi, Lenny Penny. How you doing? We at Michigan Military Moms just want to let you guys know that we're so proud of you, and we're looking forward to the day that you guys can come home. We also want to thank the Vets Radio for this opportunity to let us talk to the guys who are overseas. Everybody, keep safe, keep strong, and remember, Lenny, we all love you.
Hi, Ryan. It's Mom. I just wanted to give you a quick word and say hi. We love you. We are so proud of you. Dad's at work right now, but he misses you too. And everybody back home is just fully supporting you and behind you 100%. I'd like to thank the radio station for giving me this opportunity to be able to say hi to you.
And we're back here on Veterans Radio. That was the Michigan Moms. I love that segment. I wish we had kept that going.
We still can.
That was pretty powerful. I love Lenny Kenny. It just cracked me up all along the way. Well, as usual, the time, the speed's on by, and we want to thank everybody for listening and tuning in to Veterans Radio today. I think we've got a couple of seconds for each one to make a comment. Okay, so Bob, go ahead.
Thank you, everybody out there, for being a listener and staying with the program and staying with all the things that we are all about. And we welcome you for another decade. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to it.
We do. Ken, thank you for being here.
It's a pleasure. Brings back memories. And I have a lot of good memories of the first 5 years, and I wish you all the best of luck in the future.
Thank you very much. Ken Rogia, the voice of the Medal of Honor and off of the
he's really
Marine
got
Scholars.
That too.
I know, he's got that great voice. Until next week, we will be back. Thank you all very much for listening. And we're going to be going out on Kate Smith, our favorite. Until then, you are dismissed.